Thanks, Mark, and you just woke me up. Thanks a lot.
Sorry, mate. Well, I know AM is not necessarily a great time for musicians, but, yeah, I appreciate the time anyway, mate. So,
well, I usually get up at the crack of noon, which is pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Hey, so Sunday you are in Castlemaine, the beautiful old Theatre Royal. I actually saw Ross Wilson there only about a month or so back, and that was a great gig as well. So it's a really nice little theatre.
I'm looking forward to it. Really looking forward to it. A lot of my ancestors came from around that area during the gold rush. So it's always interesting to go back and have a look at those places, places like Denali and all those sort of places.
Yeah. Now, I saw Ross Wilson. I saw Brian Cadd not so long back as well. With Glenn Shorrock. It seems that, you know, some of the acts that have been around for a while proving very, very popular at the moment.
Yeah, I guess so. It's a bit of luck, I guess, for us. And people like to go out and enjoy themselves. And I think they like to sort of see us because we do talk a little bit and talk about things. And some of the people that go, older people relate to that time. But there's also a younger audience that goes out as well and likes that type of music. So it's a lot of fun. And the bands are... All our bands are really good. We've got really good players. So it's not like we're getting up there and mincing around and sort of fluffing it. But we've got very good people supporting us. And my band and Ross's band and Brian's band are all very good, very good players.
Yeah. I'd say you must be in a slightly unique position in that you've had, of course, the recent success, more recent success with Van Diemen's Land and the bluesy stuff. So you've probably got two almost distinct audiences. Do you find that in terms of which of the genres they grew up with?
Yeah, when we first started doing the blues stuff, people would go, oh, play the old stuff, you know, and we persevered with the blues stuff and it became such a big hit, two big hit albums that now if I play too much old stuff, you'll hear someone from the audience yell out, play a blues song, you know, so... Yes, it's turned around. Initially, it was hard. So there's sort of two distinct lines in the audience, but a lot of the old fans have really gotten to like the blues stuff because they realise it's Australian and they're Australian and it sort of relates to them as well. So they've come on board, which has been good. However, I did change again. I've just done two new albums, one with Rick Springfield, and I've just done another one, which is released on the 6th of August.
Wow.
So, but they're not blues, a little bit different.
Yeah. So from your perspective, you know, some people, I guess, grow up in a genre of music, play a particular genre and stay there. But obviously, even at this stage of your career, you're wanting to try new things and explore new boundaries.
The reason being, yeah, people say, oh, why don't you just stick with what you're doing? For a starter, I get a little bit bored doing the same thing over and over again. And if you're writing in a style, I there's lots of artists who just have album after album after album. It's all the same style. Mm. To me, it's like walking into a room and there's a feast set up on the table. And there's all these beautiful dishes that you can eat, but you just sit down on the end and eat steak and eggs. Or you sit on the other end and just eat oysters and don't eat anything else.
Yeah.
Whereas I like to try each of the dishes. And one of my favourite quotes from one of my all-time favourite musicians was Ray Charles, who was doing an interview, and they said, well, what bag can we place you in? You do gospel music and you do blues, and now you've done a country song, I Can't Stop Loving You. We just don't know what bag are you in? What is your musical bag? And he said, there's only two types of music. He said, there's good and there's bad.
Yeah.
He said, I try to play the good.
Well.
So that's what it's like. You try to find something that you love and you do it. And if it confuses people, so be it. But it's your career and you're the one making the choices and you're not out to please everybody. You're out to explore and find things for yourself to keep yourself interested because music is a smorgasbord.
Yeah. Oh, it definitely is. I didn't know that was Ray Charles's quote because I have used that quote for decades myself. I always say, yep, there's only two types of music, good and bad. And, you know, that goes from anything. I can hear rap and I like it. I can hear all sorts and... can hear country, whatever, and if it's good, it's good, and if it's crap, it's crap.
That's exactly right, yeah. So I'm just enjoying what I'm doing at the moment. I just did an album with Rick Springfield, which was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that did pretty well. Due to be released in America at some stage. And I've just done another album by myself, which comes out on the 5th of August.
Terrific. And so besides recording, you're touring much at the moment?
Yeah, I go to Melbourne this week. And as you know, we're down in Castlemaine. Then following week, I'm in Tasmania. The following week, I think I'm in Queensland. And that's as far as I look ahead. I don't really look at my diary too much.
Yeah.
There's no point. It's just wasted energy. So I'll look 2 weeks ahead and know where I am and then just coast along till I finish 1 week. And then I'll look another week ahead and say, oh, yeah, I'm there then. Because
yeah.
So many people say, oh, where are you working on the 5th of July or something? I say, I don't know. I've got no idea. I have to have a look. Hang on. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, time flies, Russell. You know, it's 31 years since we first met in Hobart.
I know, unbelievable. 12 years old, we both were.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. I can't remember. My parents told me about the visit, but I was too young, obviously. Hey, Russell, it's fantastic to chat, and thank you for taking time out to have a chat on the show this morning, and all the very best with the gig on Sunday.
Mate, I'd love to catch up with you at some stage in the near future. We're not getting any younger.
No,
so it'll be
we're
lovely
not.
To see you.
Yeah, no, yeah. Likewise. Good on you, Russell. Thanks so much, mate.
Okay, see you, mate.